Sheffield Farms, hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? That's right. It's the game Guess Who. And your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. And now, here's your genial Sheffield quizmaster, the man who pays you to guess who, Happy Felton.
Oh, somebody beat us to the punch there and yelled, who is it, before we were even on the air. Well, good evening, everybody. You know, I went up to see a great football game today. I came back from the game by plane. You know, it's the first time in history a plane carried a blimp. I only went to the game because my cousin Vandervoort was there. Of course, he got thrown out of the game in the first quarter, though, for illegal use of the hands. He was caught picking pockets. I love football. I guess it's because I used to play football. I'll never forget when I was on my high school team. I had to wear a helmet and a nose guard. Could never tell when I'd get a dizzy spell and fall off the bench. I was really living in those days, being on a football team. You know, being on a football team is one way to keep very healthy. Our coach used to watch our diets. He made me eat plenty of breakfast foods. Every time I tackled, I crackled. But it was chilly up there in the stands today. But my wife surprised me. She gave me a new raccoon coat just before I left. It was very expensive. She told me it took 20 raccoons to make the coat. How they teach those little animals to sew is beyond me. I've never seen it. Oh, I'm tired of talking about football. I did it all day. Now it's time to play the game Guess Who, where our seven contestants, chosen from the theater audience, hear recordings of various voices, try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off 10 silver Sheffield dollars, a miss only 2. Either way, signaled by the sound of the Sheffield dollars, just a heaping and a dropping into our big Sheffield milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, the lucky person will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a beautiful 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all of our contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk payola at the end of the show, the bucket being filled with $50 so far tonight. And now here's Joe Ripley with contestant number one.
Right, Happy. I'd like everyone to meet Miss Bertha Honig of Brooklyn, New York.
Hello, Bertha.
Hello, Happy.
Bertha, you're from Brooklyn. What do you do for a living?
I'm a bookkeeper.
You're a bookkeeper?
Right, I am.
How long have you been a bookkeeper?
2 years.
2 years?
Right.
What kind of a company are you a bookkeeper in?
For a manufacturing company of uniforms.
What kind of uniform?
Now, don't get the wrong idea. It's not soldiers' uniforms.
What kind?
Well, the people that drive trucks or people that working as a hostess or anything like that.
You make the uniforms?
No, I don't. I do the bookkeeping.
Oh, you do the bookkeeping.
That's right. I keep the records.
For the people who make the uniforms for the truck drivers or... I'm all mixed up here. Let's
have I'll tell you. Let me straighten
no,
you
Bertha,
out.
No, Bertha, don't. I'm sure you could. I don't want to talk about uniforms tonight. I want you to tell
maybe
us...
Maybe I can get you a nice uniform to use here. That's a good idea.
You must work for Omar the tent maker. I don't think you can... Now, Bertha, I want to talk about you, and I want you to tell me the absolute truth. And we won't report you to the truant officer. I want you to answer me. Did you ever play hooky from school?
Well, being that you want me to tell you the truth, I did.
You did? Why did you play hooky from school?
Well, I'll tell you, there was a very good picture playing in the Paramount, and I decided that, well, the best thing to do is to take off to go see it, so...
I used to play hooky for almost the same reason. Spent my mornings in a pool room, my afternoons in the burlesque theater. I'm sorry now. What a way to waste the morning. Well, tell me...
That wasn't much wasting, was it?
Tell me, Bertha, what was the last picture you saw that you like a lot? Now you talk about movies, you must be a movie fan.
That's right. Oh, well, the last one I saw was, let me see now.
Anyone that you liked. Well, maybe this will remind you of one. Who's your favorite actor?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? Do you save pin-up pictures of Hollywood
stars?
Yes,
I have them all over the house.
You do, and you have a picture of Frank Sinatra?
That's right.
Would you like one of me?
Yes.
I send
I'll put
out
you right beside him.
I'll sign it. I send my pictures out on cardboard so you can hang it up, look at it, and say, there's Felton, stiff again. There's a lot of good movies around town these days, Bertha. For instance, the Jolson Story.
Yes, that's supposed to be very good.
It's wonderful. All about Mother's Day. He sings Mammy. Did you see it by any chance?
Yes, I did. It was very good.
It's very good.
I meant to mention it, but I...
You know, you talk faster than I do. Bertha, did you see the new Bogart Bacall picture? It's playing around now.
No, unfortunately.
It was named after me, the big creep. Bertha, I want you to go back and be cashier for a lot of good uniform makers now, but before you do, I want you to listen to a record. Here's a chance to make some money, Bertha. It's the voice of a famous dramatic actor you've heard on the radio and seen on the stage and the screen. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen and guess who?
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the
love. Looked a little puzzled? Well, now, he was just recently on Broadway in a play called A Flag Is Born. His most famous role in pictures, I believe, was that of Emile Zola. Played a lot of pictures. I'm sure you've seen Scarface, Fugitive from a Chain Gang. You still puzzled? Oh, he's such a fine actor, and I'm sure you've seen him many times.
Paul Muni?
Paul Muni, before the bell rang. She was right on it. Okay, Bertha, very close. Paul Muni, and just as the man picked up the bell, you said it. So you win the 10 silver dollars.
Thank you very much. Give her a nice hand.
Stand by for our jackpot. Thank you, Bertha Honey. All right. Come on up here, sailor. Let's welcome the Navy. Hi. Well, Dave Anderson, that is your name, isn't it?
That's right,
They
sir.
Call you Dave?
That's right.
Where's your home, please?
Racine, Wisconsin.
And how long have you been in the Navy?
About 5.5 months.
What's your work in the Navy, Dave?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, Swab decks.
Swab decks, that's all right. Would you like to do similar work in civilian life?
No, sir.
You wouldn't, huh? How'd you like to drive a truck?
I don't think so.
The only reason I asked that is this truck strike, you know. Joe Ripley's brother owns a truck. It was shut down during the strike, but he's doing fine now. He's got a very peculiar truck. His truck's 60 feet long and 2 inches wide. Delivers spaghetti in it. Got a round trailer in the back for meatballs. That comes along later. Dave, tell me about yourself. Where are you from?
Racine, Wisconsin.
How do you like Racine?
Very, very much.
And what did you do out there before you went in the Navy?
Well, I just got out of high school.
I see. What did you study in high school beside the girl students?
Well, I like speech and dramatics pretty much.
Would you? Do you ever have an ambition to be an announcer?
Not especially. I'd rather be an actor.
An actor? Joe Ripley there is a very good announcer, but he never studied that in school. Nope, never studied in school, and he's a very good announcer. He reminds me of my cousin. My cousin was in school. He was at the top of his class in chemistry. He was so skinny, he was the only student able to tread water in a test tube. Dave, now tell me, you want to be an actor. Have you ever done any acting?
Well, high school acting.
High school acting? What plays did you play in?
Junior Miss, Jane Eyre.
Well, you did all right then. Did you play on any athletic teams in school?
No, I went out for swimming a few times, but we didn't have a pool at our school, so we had to do it at the YMCA, and we didn't get along very well.
I went out for swimming, too. We didn't have a pool either, but we sure used to wet up the whole borough outside of Pittsburgh. I'll never forget the day I finished the sixth grade. I was so excited I could hardly shave. Dave, nice to have a man here from Racine, Wisconsin. And I'm going to give you a chance to win some money. Now, you had a lot of buddies out there yelling for you. Let's see if you know your radio personalities. These are hints. This is a man who conducts a quiz show. He's been on the air for quite a while. See if for 10 pretty Sheffield cartwheels you can listen and guess who.
It's an honor to introduce Mr. Merlin Conde, Red Cross field director who's recently returned from frontline duty in North Africa and Sicily. He's been attached to a heavy bombardment unit and served his men through the fierce fighting from Iran to Tunis and finally to Palermo. Mr. Conde brings us the story of the Red Cross in action at the side of our fighting.
Thanks to the Yanks. I
think he's a sports announcer.
No, he's not a sports announcer, but he says some people are Lee Max. He says they're Lee Max. He originated the Take It or Leave It show.
Oh,
And
Phil Baker?
No, it isn't Phil. He didn't originate it. Phil Baker followed this fella. He's a bird of a guy, I'll tell you. He's a swell bird. Oh, Hawkshaw.
I'll say Bob Hope.
Bob Hawk, all right. Very good. Have me worried there, Bob. Now, put the $10 in his moist hand there. How do you feel, better now?
Well, I don't know.
You've got $10 and a chance to win some more. Dave Anderson, thanks a lot.
Thank
Come back
you.
For the jackpot. Let's give him a hand. Hey, Joe. Answer me something. Are you keeping in the pink with a He-Man's drink?
Ah, you bet your life, Hap. Pint of milk a day. Just to prove it, take a look at that muscle. Take a look at that muscle. Yes, sir.
I've seen better legs on pool tables. Well, boy, that takes control.
Happy. Takes calcium, too.
Calcium? Then how come you're talking the other day about proteins building muscles?
Well, it's like this, Hap. You have to have proteins to build strong muscles, but you need calcium to help control those muscles so they'll expand and contract properly. And when it comes to both proteins and calcium, milk takes top honors. You see, milk proteins are complete, containing all the known essential amino acids. And as for calcium, well, milk is not only your best source, it's the only food you can depend on as your chief regular source. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk is extra helpful, too, because the added vitamin D helps you make full use of that calcium. And incidentally, it's mighty good drinking with a rich country fresh flavor that's completely satisfying. So for strong muscles, for muscle control, and for all-round good health, drink Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. From now on, men, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Thank you, Joseph. And I want you to meet Herman Harris of Brooklyn, is that right?
Bronx.
Of the Bronx, pardon me. Mr. Harris, what do you do for a living?
I work in the New York Post Office.
What's your job in the post office?
And believe it or not, I don't handle the mail, nor sell stamps, nor money orders, nor postal savings, nor bonds.
Well, what do you do?
I'm assigned to the Postal Finance Division, Central Accounting Section, and we handle all the second, third, and fourth class accounts of the New York offices, State of New York. We do accounting. You want me to
keep
go
going?
Into it?
You're doing fine. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Herman.
The postmasters in these various second, third, and fourth class office remit to us daily all the surplus funds. By the surplus funds, I mean...
Go ahead, Herman. You're doing fine. Go ahead.
The surplus funds, I mean that he withholds all expenses and rent...
Don't mind if I go out for a drink of milk, do you? Keep going, Herman.
And at the end of three quarters, why, he sends in a quarterly account.
He does. Herman, there's just one thing I want to know. Will you sell me a 3-cent stamp?
Yes.
You will. All right. I thought you didn't do that. All right, Herman. We're just kidding you here. I'm glad you understand your business. What I'm interested in here tonight, Herman Harris, of the New York Post Office.
That's right.
How's your memory?
Memory's pretty good.
Memory's good?
How far back does it go?
Well, I'll tell you more about that in a minute. My grandfather remembers when I only weighed 103 pounds.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I was a pretty baby. Tell me this now, Herman. Can you remember when there were trees on 42nd Street?
No.
I can. I can even remember a little flower in City Hall.
I can do that.
Herman, tell me. Do you mind telling me your age?
52.
Now, there you see, a man speaks white. Herman, why is it most women hate to tell their age?
Well, I don't know. They say 21 plus when they vote.
That's right, but you speak right up and say 52. I got a grandfather, the same one I was telling you about. He's a wonderful old gentleman. He's proud of his age. Just the other day, he got a one-year contract with Saratan. He's 88, and he can spell his age backwards.
That spells nature's.
What was your first job, Herman? Was it in the post office?
No, I was an electrician.
An electrician?
That's right.
Did you make good money when you first started out, Herman?
I did.
Were salaries lower then? At the
time? Oh, yes, a great deal lower.
Well, what were you able to live on in those days?
Oh, $18 was good as good money in them days.
$18 is good money. Doesn't go very far now, does it?
Oh, no. That's about a day and a half.
I remember my first job. How old were you when you were an electrician, you say?
Well, I was an apprentice at 16, and then at about 19, I went out as a journeyman.
And then when did you take your civil service examination?
Oh, so about 26 or 27 years of age.
I see. I was an elevator operator. That was my first
You job. Had your ups and downs, I suppose.
That's a good joke, Herman. Very good. I got fired, Herman. I couldn't remember the route. Do you remember... I had to top you, Herman. You came right in there on me. All right.
Okay.
Now, Herman, we have for you a record that I believe is unique. It was sent in to us by Mrs. Arthur Klein of Bronxville. She found it in a stack of records that she has had for years, and we sent her $5 for letting us use this record. And we'll send her back her record, too. By the way, if any of you people, you listeners, have any records that you think we might use, write us a letter and let us know what they are. If we can use them, we'll send you $5. This is a record of a famous composer now, Herman. Famous composer conducting an orchestra playing a selection that he wrote. See if you know who this is for 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Play it, my boy. It's an old record, Herman, and we don't know exactly when it was made, but just remember, I gave you all the cues in the world. I said it was a composer conducting an orchestra, playing a selection that he himself wrote. He was a famous cellist. No, it wasn't Sousa. No, he was a cellist. He was an American citizen born in Ireland. He died here in the States in...
McCormick?
No, he was a singer. Died here in 1924. You know, a show for which he composed the music is now playing right on Broadway. That's how famous he was and how well most people know him.
An old timer, huh?
Yes, an old timer, and I'm sure you know the tune. Da da da. I'm sorry. You know who that was?
No.
That was Victor Herbert. Playing Sweethearts, and he wrote the music for the show up here, Gypsy Lady. Sorry you didn't know that, but we'll give you $2 for trying. And also, we'll add that money that you missed on into our milk payola, and you'll have a chance at that. Thank you, Herman Harris.
Thank you.
You're a fine contestant. Oh, give him a nice one. Come on up here, young fella. What is your name, please?
Dave Stanley.
Where do you live, Dave?
In Brooklyn.
And what do you do?
I'm a writer.
What kind of a writer?
Well, this Thursday I have a book on sports coming out. It's called A Treasury of Sports Humor. It's a collection with stories by Damon Runyon, Paul Gallico, Arthur Train, Ring Lardner, John Lardner, and many, many others.
Well, we're quite free with it. Tell us what the name of the book is and who publishes it and how much it is.
Thanks a lot for inviting a plug, Happy. It's called A Treasury of Sports Humor. It's published by Lantern Press. It'll be out Thursday, October 24th.
Well, that ought to sell at least 5 million copies. And the name of the book?
Well, if you help it along, it will.
What's the name of the book?
A Treasury of Sports Humor. Treasury of Sports Humor.
Treasury of Sports Humor. Well, you must like sports then.
Yeah. Well, it's every kid likes sports, particularly in Brooklyn, where kids are always playing punch ball or softball or baseball or basketball. Uh-huh. And that, together with interest in radio comedy that I had.
Well, now tell me, Dave, being a sports writer, did you bet on the Cards?
Tell you the truth?
Yeah, truth.
I bet on them.
You did?
Yeah, just the unfortunate thing, you know, the bookie.
Congratulations, Dave Stanley. You don't need this money, brother. You did all right. Did you ever play baseball yourself, Dave?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
Well, I used to play in the outfield. I was a pretty good runner and a pretty good outfielder, but a terrible hitter.
You were? When I was a kid, we used to use an ironing board for a bat. We didn't care about the rules. We just wanted results. That's all we were interested in. Have you ever seen these girls' softball teams play, Dave?
No, but I heard a lot about them.
I saw a game in Hollywood once when the men's stars again played against the women's stars. Sally Rand got up to bat, but she fanned. What other sports do you like besides baseball, Dave?
Basketball, particularly.
Basketball. Did you ever play golf?
Well, not that. No, I didn't.
You didn't? You ever gone hunting?
Once.
What'd you hunt for?
Well, just rabbits and things like that.
Everyone in my family hunts. My wife went out just the other day. She had some luck, too. How do you stuff a butcher? Dave, a sports writer is a novelty on our Guess Who show, and I'm glad I had a few sports questions to ask you now. You must know that your record has some connection with sports up here, because I asked you about that. It's the voice of a man who was an inspiration to those who worked under him. So listen now, for 10 silver Sheffield dollars, guess who this is.
We're going inside him. We're going outside him. Inside him, outside him. And when we get him on the run once, we're going to keep him on the run. And we're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get him on the run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we're on to the stop until we go to that goal line. And don't forget, man, the day...
That's Newt Rockne.
You're exactly right. Newt Rockne with no more hints. Don't go away. Very good, Dave. He was giving him the old college try, and you got the college try right in there for $10. Pay him off. Thank you, Dave Stanley. Stand by for our milk payola. Well, won't you come up here, a very charming lady. What is your name, please?
Mrs.
Jane Freitag, and where do you live?
Brooklyn.
Tell me, Mrs. Freitag, do you like your husband's relatives?
Yes, very much.
You do? Do they visit you often?
Oh, yes.
Do you ever visit them?
Yes.
Do you think your relatives are a better bunch than his are?
No.
You don't?
I wouldn't say that. I think it's 50-50.
50-50?
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could say that. My wife's relatives are visiting us now. There's so many of them at the house now, when anyone wants to take a bath, we have to play bingo for the bathroom. Is your husband? What does your husband do, Mrs. Freitag?
He's a caretaker, Knights of Columbus.
I see. Knights of Columbus?
Yeah, for 10 years.
In Brooklyn, is
yes.
that? Where is that?
Jamaica Avenue.
Well, isn't that fine? What's his first name?
Andrew.
Did you go on a trip when you were married?
No.
You didn't? Years ago, Niagara Falls was where all the married people went. Now it's Reno.
We went right home.
Where were you married, Mrs. Freitag?
In Brooklyn also.
In Brooklyn?
That's
and what did you, what were you doing when you met your husband?
Housewife. Homework. At home. I never went to business.
You never went to business?
Never went to business.
And you just worked at home?
That's right.
You never wanted to be a career girl,
No.
Huh? Do you believe women can do almost any job a man can do?
Well, that's a pretty broad statement. I don't know.
Pretty broad statement? You don't know? Well, what about
They are doing it.
They are? That's right. Well, now, does your husband help you when he gets home from work with your housework?
He's always home. He does help me a lot, yes.
He does, huh?
That's the way I trained him.
Oh, I see. Tell me, what's his first name?
It should be Andrew after 32 years. I think
Andrew
I have
after
trained.
30 years?
32.
32 years you've been married?
We just was, the 8th of this month.
8th of this month, you call him Andy?
Andy is right.
Is he still romantic?
Oh, sure.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, I think mine was.
Can you remember your first kiss?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever play post office when you were young?
Embarrassing moment.
One day at school. You know, one day when I was a little kid, when I was at school, as a little boy, I overheard two girls talking about me. One said she played post office with me. The other girl said the only time Francis Felton had hot lips was when he was caught in a burning barn chewing a toothpick. Well, what happened to that? I don't know. Mrs. Freitag, you've been very nice to talk to us. Win some money now. Take Andy home a present.
I'll try. Tonight.
You will? All right. All you have to do is listen
to
this.
At home, I usually know them all, but I don't know how I'm going to do here.
It's different up here. Well, if you listen to the radio, you'll have no trouble because this is a very well-known radio character. In his radio role, he has a special job to do every week. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Listen and guess who?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, both Eddie Lang and Joe Herndon were sent to prison for short
Gabriel
term.
Gabriel Heater?
No.
Hard on their families. But they have knowingly broken the law. Justice required, and they pay for their misdeeds.
Oh, that's the district attorney.
You're exactly right. Mr. District Attorney.
I should know when I listen to
you
it.
Listen to
my son wouldn't dare let me turn anything else either. He
I
says,
see.
Mother, you got to listen
well, isn't
to
that nice? Well, that's Jay Johnston playing Mr. District Attorney. You've won $10 for knowing who it is.
Thank
Stand
you.
By for our milk payola. Thank you, Mrs. Freitag. Joe. I've been meaning to ask you all evening, has the milk bottle shortage eased up any?
Happy, I'm afraid it's getting worse. In fact, the milk dealers are now faced with the most serious bottle shortage in the history of New York. And folks, the situation is so critical that your supply of milk may be cut down further if you don't return every single empty milk bottle you can find. You see, because there's a shortage of soda ash, an important glass ingredient, the bottle makers have been forced to cut production drastically. And then the lack of trucking facilities has cut off the usual supply of paper containers. That means the glass bottles that are available are precious. So make it a point to round up every empty milk bottle you can find, won't you? Look in your pantry, in the closets, the basement. Make a thorough search. And whomever you deal with, please return those empties promptly to your milkman or to the store. Sheffield is urging your help in this emergency.
Joe, step aside, because we have a visitor here. A sergeant from Halloran Hospital. What is your name, please?
Fatty.
You know, I've been worried about that. You know what happened to you? Now, first of all, before Joe hands you that pretty present, you tell him your name. What's your name?
Thaddeus J. Saron.
Thaddeus J. Saron. What do they call you?
Thad?
Ted.
Ted?
Polak.
Ted, tell him.
Polak.
Oh, God, they call me Polak.
They call you Polak? Well, that's all right. You Polish descent, Ted?
That's right.
You're not a bit ashamed of it, are you?
Not at all.
Attaboy. All right, now, Polak, come here. Come here. Read this. Read this. Tell them what you just won.
17 jewel groomed precision curved wristwatch.
And it's a beauty, isn't it?
Take I'll a look say. At it.
You pretty got good. It, brother. Hand it right over to Tad there. That's all right. All right, Tad, tell us about yourself there. Put it right on your arm there. Leave the crutches go. Don't worry a bit about it. Tell us, Tad, how long you been over at Halloran?
I've only been there about 5.5 months.
How long you been in the Army?
About 4 years.
4 years. He's wearing the Purple Heart. He's got so many medals on. I love it. Hey! Tell me this. What was your job in the Army, Tad?
I was a flyer.
A flyer? And what was what kind of planes were you flying?
Liberators.
Liberators. What was the easiest job in your outfit?
Mess hall.
Mess hall? That's an honest answer. Of course, I was always more interested in the mess hall when I was out on USOs. Did you ever see any USO shows?
Yeah, I seen this. Glenn Miller before he disappeared.
You did? And tell me, did you see any of the movie stars when they were around?
Yeah, but you don't pay much attention to them.
You don't pay much attention to them? Did you ever write a fan letter to a star? Never did, huh?
Never bothered.
I got a proposal in the mail the other day. You'd be surprised. I wrote back and I asked for a picture, and I got a very funny address. Just said, Lena, Dog Patch, USA. Tad, where's your home?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York. I used to play up in Buffalo. I was up there at the Statler Hotel. I want to tell you this, Tad. We're mighty proud to have you here. We're proud to have you here, and we want to give you a chance to listen to a record. It's the voice of a girl who married an ex-GI. These are hints. Now, listen carefully. Now, if you've been going to the movies for any time at all, you know this voice. Listen, 10 silver Sheffield dollars, guess who?
Hey, what did the Tuesday say to the little sparrow on the fence one day? Say, he'll ever guess so.
Who did you say, Tim?
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, right on the button. Kinda, pay the man off. Pay the man off. Ted, thanks a lot for being up here, and get over there to your chair now, because we're going to have our milk payola, and it's right time for it. And the bucket has $58 in it. All our contestants have a chance to win. Listen carefully now. If more than one guesses the right answers, we'll divide the money right here. And if no one knows the right answers, we'll carry over the money and add it to next week's payola. We're going to play three records for you. Three songs about sports. Each song is about a different sport. You listen to the tunes and tell us what sport the song is about. You have to get all three right to win. Remember now, write down each sport that each song is about. Here's the first one. That's about a sport. Here's another sport, and there's a song written about it. Number two, coming right up here now. Play it, Gene Clark. Number three now. Remember, you got to get all three to win. And here's the third one. Play it, Gene.
While Happy's checking on the payola winners, here's just a reminder that milk is your best buy in foods. I think Halloran's in there. Because it does, milk is your best buy in foods because it does more for you and does it more cheaply. Sheffield milk is rich in vitamins, minerals, and other essential food values you need for all-round good health. Serve it often. Pure, wholesome Sheffield milk. Happy, what are the results?
Well, we have two winners, and they're both in the service. Dave Anderson, our sailor, and Polak Aryan right over there. Sir. All right. The tunes were, you've got to be a football hero, the Skaters Waltz, and take me out to the ball game. Congratulations, boys. This is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
This is Joe Ripley reminding you that Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farm, the Division of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.